This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. Every year, lawmakers look at the annual cost of TOPS, $217 million this year, $235 million next year, and then start filing bills to tweak the program. They usually die in committee. Not this one, however.
Senate Bill number 520, which is special order today.
Today, the full Senate considers raising the standards for TOPS, increasing GPAs and ACT scores needed to qualify for the college scholarships. In committee, Dr. Jim Kaye with the Taylor Foundation objected to upping base ACT scores from 20 to 22.
22 creates a bridge too far. It eliminates 17,000 students and half of the minority students.
Would you be agreeable if we just raised it by 1 point rather than two? Does that shorten the bridge?
What it does is a matter of how many students you want to eliminate.
Well, I don't want to eliminate. I want to motivate.
Barry Irwin with the Council for a Better Louisiana supports the proposed change.
At a time when we in our state are looking at raising standards in K-12 education, we should also think about doing the same thing with TOPS.
West Monroe Senator Mike Walsworth agrees.
The higher we set the bar, they seem to be able to hit it.
Mandeville Senator Jack Donahue's bill could save Louisiana $24 million a year. A portion of the savings would then be used to provide more GO grants to help disadvantaged students attend college. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.